Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. I repressed that already.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another episode of Dynamic Resolution, a video game show. As customary at the beginning of the show, I'm going to have a beverage. Emergency. It's delicious. That's right. I'm greeted by Derek Cranevelt, Josh Jackson, Logan Morris from Memory Card. And if we
I
ever
got a
do,
last name this time.
Yeah, you do.
Shit, now I can change my phone contact from Logan Memory Card.
You finally know.
Like, anyway, yeah. Hi, hello, welcome.
Hi,
hello.
Yeah, well, we're recording it on a chilly Friday night. It's cold.
TGIF, in Alaska. Chili's. Red Robin, Red Lobster.
Yum.
All great places to be.
Did I ask this before? Like, if there's a difference between sushi and fish?
Yeah.
I think you asked that on the show too.
Okay. All right.
And we could go over it again if you want.
So a couple years ago, I got a 5700 XT. Man, that didn't even like peak Derek on any of the Derek meter. That he didn't even go.
That's pretty high. If I do that, that's pretty high on the meter, I think.
Yeah. All right, so I've been taking a list of notes of topics. Unlike the last podcast, where the only note I had was cuckoldry, and I still have no idea what I was meaning to talk about.
You got to put titles on your notes, and then you'll like that one was probably like things to Google, and like then you would have known what to do.
Yeah, he was mixing up his notes. That wasn't a podcast note. That was just a note to himself.
try cuckoldry. do we want to go? I have it in categories. I have food, internet drama, technology, video games.
I'll take food for 100.
All right. Do you guys know what a chizza is?
The KFC thing.
Yes, I went.
Oh, that abomination.
That was the most like.
No, I don't know what it is.
So it's like, for some reason,
I want to say it's like a chicken mixed with a pizza. But
yes,
that's just
it
because
is.
Of the words. Oh, okay.
Great. It is. Yeah, it's just two fucking chicken breasts, boneless, with marinara, some pepperoni, and some cheese, and it was
marinara.
Fucking... Damn, man. Again, every single time.
I'm glad you said it.
I was thinking it.
Marinara? Do you see margarita? It's margarita.
Menorah.
Menorah. Hey, Yahtzee. Yeah, chizza. I don't get it. It's it was $18 and it was terrible.
Jesus
Christ.
That's like what $18? I'd expect in Canada, but not in America.
Bullshit. Yeah, it was $18, and that was just the chizza, and it was, I don't know about.
I mean, what else do you need? You have all your food groups in one right there.
Well, no, the chizza came with like you could get it in a combo meal, and that was like $20-something. Like I
but
don't think
fries in it as well.
Just like we butterfly the chicken breast, stuff it with fries, cover it with marinara, then marinara. Give you a margarita
and then
the
marinara.
Was that a cat? All right.
See. There's a small chizza with one chicken breast for $9.49, and then the double one is $16.79.
Mm. Shane was hungry. That's
Grubhub prices though, so that's probably a little bit more.
You can't trust those.
Yeah, but we don't have sales tax up here, so they probably bake it in.
Damn, that sounds probably. Nice. Sales yeah. tax sucks.
Like the fries would have been baked in if you got the butterfly option.
Has anyone else got any food they want to talk about? Because I got more.
I mean, I am a man of food takes that a lot of people don't like.
I think you're a man of all takes that people don't like.
That's fair. A food take I will throw out there. Apple skin fucking sucks. Can we all agree that apple skin fucking sucks? It's the worst part of the apple. Well, that's not fair. The core is probably the worst part of the apple. but the skin is a close second.
But the worm.
That's been a surprisingly controversial take for me. People have argued with me about that. I'm like, are you eating apples because you love the apple skin? No, you're eating apples because you like the part that tastes good.
I would argue that...
Like, if I could get apples with no
skin... Are you
going to
let the man argue, Logan? Or are you going to pull a Tucker Carlson and buffalo all over him? you're gonna have your soapbox in a little bit. So let him argue.
I was just going to say, if the... I'm not a big apple guy in the first place, but if the apple is sliced, then it's kind of like a little built-in plate, and it, I don't know, but it's like a plate you can eat.
So you are eating it though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like at that point, because of like, it's, you know, it's like a triangle, and two of the sides are tasty. You know, it just balances the whole thing.
And I feel like there's a reason applesauce exists. It's like, you know, get the nasty shit out. Make the good, like, put separate the good stuff and just make
that's
it easier
fair
on everybody.
That's true, that's
separate.
True. We need to re-solidify applesauce to make a good apple.
Not just like frozen applesauce. This is, is there apple ice cream?
There's gotta be.
Yeah. Like,
did you get it at Tasty Freeze or Jiffy Freeze or wherever?
Gelato's got like every flavor.
Yeah, and I've been places with like holiday flavors, and they'll have like apple cider flavored ice cream and shit like that.
I feel like I've had apple pie ice cream.
Speaking of spices, I tried spiced Coca-Cola.
That you're gonna talk sucks about Dune or something.
Oh, I forgot to mention it a couple shows ago, but the store near me now all of a sudden is stocking the fucking cranberry ginger ale. I'm like, what the fuck? Really?
Naturally.
Like 4 months ago.
Yep. Naturally.
It's on discount now, like from the distributor, because nobody wants it in fucking March.
Yeah, the very common springtime drink, cranberries juice. How do I make this smaller?
Not just cranberry juice; it's too powerful for that. You got all the cranberries in there. Cranberries Jubilee.
What is that?
I don't know. That's a
dude. 8 o'clock podcast recordings are like I've had plenty of caffeine in me. I'm not like I pick up halfway through when we do the 8 a.m. recordings because the fucking G Fuel hits.
I feel but like now, for like the last 6 hours I've been like, oh, I should tell them I can't do it. No, I should do it. Oh, I definitely can't do it. I gotta go to bed. And then like over and over for like the last 6 hours. So here I am.
Yeah, no, you're firing on.
I didn't want you guys to be disappointed in me. So
no, you're firing on all cylinders
at the same time, which just breaks the
it's like an explosion.
It's Derek.
I've been there. I have a Kia.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, spiced Coca-Cola. All right.
Such a stupid fucking name for it because it's raspberry flavored.
Mm. Like, raspberries? Is that what it is?
That's what it is. That's just Coke doesn't know how to fucking name a soda, dog.
We're definitely repeating topics now.
Yeah.
Coke Zero.
That's like a new flavor, right? Like, did that flavor just come out? Because they really missed a Dune marketing. Like, they really missed a Dune marketing opportunity with that one if they didn't combo for.
I mean, we also like noticed they missed a marketing opportunity with the marshmallow soda.
Mm. Yeah, but we don't need to go there again.
No.
I'm going to go on a tirade in a little bit. I don't need to go on now.
I get it now. Josh, you have a white woman near you, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly? What's her stance on chilled vacuum beverage containers?
What chilled are you vacuumed.
What are you talking about?
I'm not even impressed.
Shane, I know what you're talking about, and what the fuck are you talking about?
I got a Stanley mug.
Why is it a vacuum beverage?
Yeah,
container?
What the fuck does vacuum do with it?
It's like they vacuum out the air between the two layers. You didn't know
why
that?
Are there more than one layer?
So it stays colder.
I've just never heard it called that before, but I think that's also like maybe a Kleenex tissue type thing where you would just say thermos. But no, thermos, obviously, brand.
No, vacuum sealed water can.
like a thermos.
Didn't know. What is it called? What is it called? Double wall vacuum sealed insulated water bottle. Vacuum sealed. Okay. All right. Well, good job, Shane. Keep it up.
How's the Stanley treating you?
I get it. I think for a while I didn't understand white women. Still don't, but I'm closer to it.
What's it doing ounces for you? Just the fact that you can get a lot in one go.
Well, if the thing is like, so
it fits in the cup holder.
Dude, yeah, fits in the cup holder. Yeah, that's the big thing. 40 ounces. This was
fill that with Mountain Dew. You're good for
it's the
got
day. Dr. Pepper in it, so
that can hold like 2 G fuels.
You could do
a Tetris and a Wampa Fruit and like mix them.
Yeah, I would
throw some spiced Coca-Cola in there, just like as a
as a little bit of zest.
Gives it a little zip.
This was a company appreciation day gift from the company, and I got an umbrella that requires an app, so I don't know.
No, you're not doing that one. I can tell you that. No, send it to me. Not. That sounds cool.
You want to? Well,
what does the app do?
Tells you if it's gonna rain. Speaking of Derek firing on all cylinders. Actually finishing up on the food. I went to a McDonald's and they're called a Wickdonald's now. That was a flashbang in the fucking drive-thru. And I didn't realize that Wickdonald's was a thing. I only knew it as the thing from Cowboy Bebop. It was also in Inuyasha, apparently.
There's actually a McDonald's location that's open this weekend. We were going to try to get Inuyasha costumes to wear, but they ran out of reservations.
Reservations?
Is it like an anime tie-in, or why is it? Why are they doing them? I saw that they've got some sort of McNugget sauce in Canada, and that's the extent that they're.
That's about it. They got fancy boxes for shit now too.
It's like spicy Asian sauce, and they're like their branding is all like anime style, and they're just kind of making fun of the fact that like every anime from the early 2000s had a McDonald's in it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And that really didn't pique Derek on the Derek meter.
I mean, it wasn't the truth wasn't as interesting as the imagination, you know.
It rarely is.
So I have two notes on here.
Cuckoldry.
They're both vehicle related. You guys can pick which one you want to hear first. I'm just trying to like shotgun blast potpourri before we hear Logan's dissertation to the Senate.
Because that's the rest of the show. Filibuster. Are you going to tell us about the R2? Is that what we're talking about?
The R2?
The new Rivian?
So anyway, I have two vehicle-related things on here. One of them is called Celsius.
Okay.
And the other one is called Derek Runner.
Okay.
Which ones do you guys want to hear first?
Neither. That's.
I don't even know what the first one was.
Celsius.
Neither to most people.
So I was. I was in a rental car.
You know, you can change what temperature those display.
No, actually, you can't because I looked it up. This car came from Canada, and you can't change them on the import. So it was fucking stuck in Celsius, and I was trying to like do math, like what's 25? Like,
why
man,
would you not be able to change it?
Can't do it. I went into settings, hit Fahrenheit, nothing. And then I Googled it. Like,
that's crazy.
Why can't my Toyota Highlander display Fahrenheit? And it's like, hey, I bought a car from Canada and brought it down and I can't get it to change Fahrenheit. And it's like, yeah, that's just a Canadian thing. So
I don't like, it must be a model specific thing. Cause every time I drive over the border, I hit like two buttons and then everything changes.
So you're changing it when you cross the border.
Yeah. Cause then the signs are in miles per hour and I don't remember how that converts.
Are there signs in Fahrenheit?
Well, no, it changes all of the measurements. So it changes all of it.
You don't get to pick and choose. I thought you were like manually changing all of them. Like, okay, gotta go miles per hour.
No,
so Fahrenheit.
So the distance thing that worked, but the fucking climate control wouldn't get out of Celsius. It was it was pissing me off. And apparently it's a Toyota Canadian thing. So
what did you do?
I fucking did like the most bullshit, like, okay, double it and then add 30. And that's pretty close to Fahrenheit. Yeah. I mean, if the air conditioner could get to -40, I would have been spot on. But the other one, Derek Runner. Do you have a guess on what? No. Derek Runner? So instead of Snow Runner, we had Derek Runner in between.
Oh.
What happened? You're Derek Runner. You got stuck in the mud.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. I repressed that already. Are you asking me what happened? Oh,
what
happened?
You sent us a picture of a muddy tire.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, my God. I wanted to die. yeah, I went to some, like, weird little island on Saturday to, like,
this is definitely a SnowRunner fucking weird little item.
To get out of the house, I went to this like bird sanctuary to go take pictures and stuff. And then when I was driving back, I pulled over for some reason. And then like immediately when I pulled off the road, my car just like sank. like it just looked like it was grass, but it was actually like, I don't know, like inches of mud directly underneath that. So instantly like my tires all sink and then I can't get out basically. And so I sat there for a while deliberating.
Did you wait for it to turn into
I thought if it dried, once the sun got high enough and it dried, then I would be able to get out. But then I got bored of that. And so
it's like, do you guys remember Muppet Treasure Island?
Not really.
Yeah.
Where they got cabin fever. You remember that scene?
I don't think I realized that was what was happening. I watched it when I was very small, but sure, I believe you.
Yeah.
So then I like called a tow, but it was gonna be like 3 hours or something. So
just like SnowRunner,
right? So then I was just sitting there. Eventually, a car came by and stopped, and the guy got out and he's just trying to help me out.
Was this the same guy that helped them on the game?
Right, probably.
Yeah, Evan broken, 666. Broken wings. Hey, I'm Evan.
And then, like, we're like picking up sticks and like jamming them under the tires because he's like, if we can make a surface for the, and that didn't work. And then it was weird because at one point this like big ass truck came and stopped, and I was like, oh, maybe this guy will help. But he just got out and he's like, make sure you put all those sticks back when you're done. And then I was like, what? Like, okay. Sure. And then he gets back in his truck and then he sits there for a minute and then he gets out of the truck again. And then he takes pictures of the guy who stopped, his license plate and my license plate. And then he like drives away and like stares us down at. I'm like, you think I'm doing this for fun? You think I'm going to be here for a while anyway. Let's collect sticks. Like, no. Obviously, I'm going to try to return the location to as good of a state as I can when I finish. Then another
car pulls
over.
You think he came back the next day and counted the sticks?
Probably, yeah, right? And then what are you going to do with that license? You're going to call the police or something? Like, this guy left sticks on the side of the road? Like, I don't know what the end game was for
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry for laughing so hard. That is so, I was like, oh, he's going to help. Oh, here he comes. Make sure you put those sticks back. I was expecting him to, like, call you an F slur and drive away.
Yeah, and then
it's a bundle of sticks,
right? Yeah, I know that. Yeah, and then another car pulls over, and like five people get out, and I'm like, oh, keep driving. Like, I don't exist. Don't look at me. And
what are you doing with those sticks?
They're all they all try to push me out. Still can't get me out. And then so they all left because they were going to the bird sanctuary. And then eventually some like older guy named Jerry stopped, and he was very
Jerry 666.
He was very friendly. And yeah, he was like, my daughter was just driving home. She said somebody got stuck, so I thought I'd come and see if I could like pull you out. And so he had a big truck and he just pulled my car out for me, basically.
Why don't you just go to the sanctuary and get a bunch of birds to just like
right?
lap you out of the mud?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it was terrible. It was a terrible time. I was like, this is what I get for leaving the house.
I'm so sorry for laughing at you. Like, that's like one of the best stories you've had in a long time. I'm sorry.
That's a really good one.
That was on par with you trying to make a disguise going into the game store. Hello, I am I'm Carrick Dannenveldt.
Right. I was in that mall today, actually, and that GameStop got shut down. So maybe it was, you know.
Damn, that was you, man.
Right? Like, they were against protocol, and they sold me too many packages of Lorcana, and so that was the last straw.
Yep.
I was at a Walmart yesterday waiting to talk to a manager. And
oh, my God. What was the issue?
I needed to talk to him about his cigarette contract.
Oh my God, that's very.
I was like, I need to talk to your manager.
Yeah. Thought you were mad at the way one of the cameras looked at you or something.
Unabomber was right. No, I. Yeah. Oh, what? Man, no, I had to talk to him about their cigarette contract, but they. I went to the customer service and I'm like, hey, I'm a vendor with so-and-so, like, I need to talk to your manager about something or some, like, one of the team leads or coaches. She's like, all right, well, I'll page them, go over to the front of the store and just stand there. And, I was there for an hour just waiting, and she kept paging him, and then she walked up to me. He's like, yeah, he called me back. He said, like, to stop paging him. He's trying to... He's like, quick, do not page me anymore. I'm trying to fix the money drop machine or the safe or something. And then I was like, oh, that's why the armored truck guy with a gun was there. And then he comes out tall, huge, like Nordic looking motherfucker. He's like, what's up? I sorry, sir. I need to talk to you about your cigarette contract. Yeah, what's up? How can I help you? Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm the guy. I didn't ask the lady to cause me to be like, any manager, please go to the front of the store for a cigarette vendor. Oh, man. All right. What else is on the list? That's the...
It'd be really funny if we just got through the whole show and then ended it without looking at it.
I would be so mad.
We got Gamergate 2 happening. This morning, like I was like, let's go on Twitter and see what's happening. And I was like, this is not healthy. I uninstalled Twitter from my phone because I was like, I gotta wait for this to blow over because this is fucking unhealthy. there's really like no need to like go over it because it'll take like I already like got out of my system by telling Logan about it last night while we're playing Helldivers. But the one thing that I really want to touch on is there was a Kotaku article written about it. Look it up, Sweet Baby Ink, Steam Curator page. It's a whole hullabaloo, whatever. But a Kotaku somebody from Kotaku wrote an article. And this is the thing that's so fucking funny that I've been dying to tell you guys about. She wrote an article, is like, I infiltrated the Discord of the group behind the curator page, and they were posting memes about Marcus Aurelius. And, you know, and then she like goes on. Well, in response to that, somebody posted screenshots from the Discord where she's like, hey, I'm so-and-so from Kotaku. Does anyone want to talk about this in an article? Like, why? Can anyone tell me why you don't use your real faces and names on your accounts in here? And Logan put it the best, like, oh yeah, she infiltrated the Discord by clicking join.
Hey, sometimes it's hard to find a link that's not expired, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it's just like getting behind enemy lines.
Speaking of Discord, Yuzu, the company, what's the name of the company that something that made Yuzu?
Something Falcon or
Falcon Northwest?
Yeah.
Josh, you know?
I have no idea. I didn't know any of this these companies existed until the other day.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, I thought it was just some dudes or like people, but
so
not like a company. Well, I guess I don't know. That probably like protects them as individuals or something, but
well, it actually didn't. So if anybody doesn't know, Nintendo sued emulation software company Yuzu, whatever the company is.
Such a Microsoft thing to do.
Yes. And I was like, man, fuck Nintendo. They're well, why did my Zune software just open up?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And I was like, man, this fucking sucks. And then
Tropical Haze LLC. Or okay. Tropic Haze LLC.
That sounds like a Gamer Supps flavor.
It does. Honestly, that's a better flavor than most of the flavors they have, but go on.
So then it turns out they settled for $2.4 million. And what?
Just you taking like a Stanley break is just, I don't know.
It's and, vacuum then
and then like clearly not water coming out of it. It's just cute.
Oh, thank you. Oh. All right.
Are you going to get stickers to put on it?
No, dude. Like, well, I don't, it is like the Utah Mom beige. I think it's called cream. Yeah. Cream. And it looks so fucking feminine. And like, I don't stray away from feminine. Like, I have a whole wall of My Little Pony stuff and bright colors, and I have a cream colored suit, but there's just something a little emasculating, like walking in to see a client. I'm like, hey guys,
that's where you draw the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw.
You're like just cracking cans in like the Walmart soft drink aisle, like pouring them in before you go.
When I go into a liquor store, I'm just fucking putting seltzers in. I do have like, never mind. Can't talk about that. So scratch that. 27 notepad. All right. 20. Why is notepad? Oh, why is the Windows key not working? Oh God, it's all falling apart. It seems.
I can just text that to you.
It's all right. I got it. What were we talking about?
Stickers.
Oh, nah.
Cream.
Yeah. What was the question before that? What were we saying before that? I totally forgot. Oh, it's Yuzu.
Yuzu, yeah.
So, and I want specifically like Logan's stance on this. So, games preservation, emulation should be legal. You know, Nintendo. We all know Nintendo's the guys. They're pulling a Microsoft. And then I saw like somebody posted stuff from the actual court documents. So Yuzu was they were charging, they had a Patreon, and they were charging people money for like extra support. And they were also charging people for patches, specifically for pre-release Tears of the Kingdom. And then
I don't know that that's entirely accurate, the patches and stuff element of it. Like they and also like it seemed like some of the stuff that I had read was acting like the Patreon stuff was a secret, but it was like always you were able to get like earlier access to stuff if you were in their Patreon. Like there's an early access like track of like of the each daily build of Yuzu or something that would get you the stuff like 7+ days before the free track essentially. But there was nothing, as far as I'm aware, that was actually like paywalled. It was just that you got it earlier. And of course, like the people that wanted, which I mean, like if you are wanting to play Tears of the Kingdom before it comes out, like that is gonna make you a lot of money.
I appreciate that clarification, because this is just what Nintendo was claiming.
Yeah. And I don't know too much. It's just from actually like using like setting up Emu Deck and like looking at all of the emulators and stuff through there.
Nintendo claimed that they had a private repository full of ROMs, and they're like, no, we don't. Then they got sued, and The theory is that they, the reason they settled is they didn't want to go through discovery, because turns out Yuzu was spying.
Emulators are mainly used for piracy.
Yeah,
especially for consoles that are the current consoles that are being sold.
Yes. So turns out Yuzu was spying on all of its users, collecting telemetry without letting people know. They did, in fact.
I also read some stuff about the telemetry stuff, and it was off by default. And it, I think it described in the app actually what it did as well.
No, there was a stuff on top of it.
I see. Okay.
There was, I saw specifically like, hey, they had hidden telemetry. So, and then screenshots from their private Discord either got leaked or no. Oh, Nintendo. Turns out Nintendo had infiltrators in their private Discord.
I bet they jumped in there and they were like, "Hey, we're from Nintendo. Anyone want to talk about what you're doing?"
So they had infiltrators, and then everyone's like, "Fuck, dude! The Nintendo got ninjas everywhere," and that's ninjas like ninjas, not like ninjas. They were trying to implement a Nintendo Online clone and workaround that was going to be a Patreon exclusive feature. And then the day they announced it, a lawyer was like, "Hey, that's super illegal. You need to not do that." they allegedly stole code from Ryujinix. They've delayed updates for Patreon bucks. I'm trying to see. Oh yeah, another like shitty thing is they were like paying YouTubers to like talk about them, but that wasn't in the court docs. That was just some other drama. But the big thing was they had a somebody somewhere in the Nintendo chain of custody that was getting them ROMs before Street Date. and they like the theory is they settled so that that person didn't get fucking killed by the Nintendo ninjas. But
the Nintendo Yakuza would have got them.
Yeah, dude.
Those old "we would like to play" commercials, those weren't commercials.
So I was against Nintendo, but after all this other stuff, I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, Nintendo isn't suing Ryujinix or Ryuge.
Not yet.
Ryunix.
That's but, next week.
Yeah. Settling, it didn't go to court, so the state of emulation wasn't at risk, but these Yuzu guys were doing some fucking shady shit.
See, it all reminds me of like, so I'm friends with a lot of people who make bootleg merch, as you could probably assume.
You are people who make bootleg merch.
But like, they're like, I'm part of this like community of people who create bootleg merch. And there's a thing that often comes up where it's like, everyone's like, hey, don't be buying fucking Facebook ads. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's like it's the same sort of thing. It's like these people forget what they're doing is illegal and they get a little too confident, and it's like, yeah, I get like you want to market, and like I get you want to like make Yuzu even cooler, but like you got to keep in mind what you're doing. And like your goal is to stay under the radar, and Facebook ads, a Patreon, kind of things that make get you flying a little close to the sun.
What, Derek, Josh, you have anything to comment? Josh isn't really a emulator, but Derek, Derek.
Oh,
emulates.
I just think like
Derek emulates being a human from time to time.
Wow. I think that there was no under the radar in this case. I like it was like the best performing Switch emulator, and like Switch is like the only modern current console that can be emulated, really. And so of course people are going to jump on that, like, and I'm sure especially from like it being such a modern console, I have to imagine like the piracy side of things must just be huge for that, like way more than, you know, like an older console or anything like that.
Any what's the level of emulation for like PS5 and Xbox Series? I feel like
existing.
I can't imagine that exists.
Even
like at all.
Yeah, even like Xbox One and PS4 is like in early days.
Yeah, we recently just got
PS3
to where
PS3 barely runs.
Yeah, PS3 is like just starting to kind of get off the ground.
So why is it only Nintendo?
Is it because they make
piece of shit consoles or like
I think it's
25 FPS?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of it being like everything being not custom chipsets these days for the most part, but also the fact that it's not custom and also not very powerful. We're at the point where a console like the Steam Deck, which costs less than a Switch, can run Switch games better than the Switch can in most cases. Like that's fucked, and that's never happened before, I don't think. It's such a unique situation, and I am after seeing, like getting the Steam Deck and seeing what that stuff could do, I'm surprised that this stuff didn't happen sooner. And it also killed, like in the same shot, it killed Citra as well, which was like the big 3DS emulator.
Citra's
dead
as well
because it was developed by the same people. It's all pretty wild.
Yeah, like I'm not surprised that like Switch is the only modern system that has any sort of like emulation developed, because like I don't have an exact number, but like I feel like I've always read that it's like to accurately emulate a console, you need to be running it on something that's like 10 or like 20 times more powerful than the original console to be able to get the performance out. So it's like the idea of like emulating a PS5, it's like,
yeah, is it possible? I think those things were true more in the like when everything was custom days. Versus them now just being like x64 for the most part.
That's probably why the PS3 sucked, because that cell processor was
that shit's impossible to fucking
but yeah, I think from the modern console days, there's also like hardware wise they're designed with so many things in like parallel. I'm mincing words, but like I don't know. I think it'll be a long time before we see other emulation for like this generation of consoles for sure. Mm-hmm. Also, the fact that like Switch games are like tiny and like PS5 games are not probably helps that aspect as well.
Yeah.
Whoa. I just linked you to a PS5 emulator, and I went to the installation guide. This feels like a fucking scam. Download the zip file. By completing the quick free survey, extract the zip file to your C drive, run PSNUX, and install it to your computer. God. This
is a survey is one question asking what your social security number is.
Yeah, let's see what the survey is. Update 1.1, God of War. Where's the download? Okay, let's see what the survey is. Survey says... Download for Windows. Okay.
You can install it. Free PS5. Come on.
It's being hosted on basesfiles.com.
Emulator is probably like a nice 40 megs or something.
Ooh, this is sketch. It keeps like jumping to other. Dude, this is fucking sketchy. There's PCSX5. There's been a critical error on this website. Learn more about troubleshooting WordPress here. Yeah.
You know, just by looking at that website that looks very basically designed, you know, I could believe this was a scam.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, never mind. So a PS5. Kitty. Yeah, that seems really PS. I might spin up a virtual machine, see what happens.
Good luck.
Oh yeah, Game Tech Wiki's emulator. There are currently no emulators for this device that can run commercial games and/or software. There's only one, ETY. Hmm.
You don't have to make an Xbox Series emulator anyway, because it's got no games, right, Logan?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I had one more thing I wanted to talk about.
It's almost been an hour already.
I'll just read the headline. Derek, you're the audiovisual guy. The HDMI forum rejects open source HDMI 2.1 driver support sought by AMD.
Of course they do.
Yep.
It's got to be. They got to keep it confusing, you know?
Yeah. For 3 years, there's been a bug reported around 4K at 120 being unavailable via HDMI 2.1 on the AMD Linux driver. HDMI and Linux.
The HDMI, like those Cabal guys and the USB-C guys are best friends.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's hear it.
Wait. Oh, sorry.
Are we ready?
Oh no, what's happening? Hot corners. Oh. Wait.
This is Logan's Xbox Bad Sony Good Corner.
So I'm not the only one who prepared.
It just is like a segment at this point that's on every show, so
damn,
I love you guys.
Damn, Derek, fucking king shit. Oh my god.
Somehow he showed me up and he didn't even know what I had.
I actually
prepared.
Had that ready last episode too, but we didn't get to it. So,
so that's why you were so eager. Like, no, we're using
it
today.
I gotta do it. I gotta get on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we're ready, let me dim my light.
Dim the light. So, audio listeners, Logan has a CRT behind him that says "Fuck Microsoft," a memory card presentation.
Yes, I have prepared a presentation. I've been excited to talk about this for a month now, but no one's wanted to talk about this with me.
I wonder why.
So I'm prepared.
You couldn't have got through the. You couldn't have got this done on SnowRunner or something. You couldn't have taken one for the team, Shane.
The fun is talking.
Evan666 would have been happy to hear all about it.
No, the part I'm excited about is talking to specifically Derek and Josh about this.
Well, fuck me then. Okay.
Well, Shane, we talk often. I rant about shit a lot. Like,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, So anyway, yes, I have prepared. Fuck Microsoft.
I mean, a memory card presentation.
Yeah, I know. I love you guys.
I invited Logan to PAX, and he said, no, I have two anniversaries that weekend. I can't go. And he told me the details, and I'm like, damn, dude, you really are a guy that likes the crow.
Yes, I am. Yes,
you say that likes the crow?
Yeah. It's like, I'm not surprised that after he told me why he has two anniversaries with his girlfriend,
I see.
I'm like, damn, dude, you do watch The Crow.
Tomorrow, as of the day we're recording, tomorrow's the anniversary of the first time my girlfriend and I talked. And then 8 days from that is the anniversary of the day my girlfriend and I first kissed. So that entire week is our anniversary week.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Show him the poster.
How do you keep track of all of this?
I have notes in my phone.
There's recurring calendar events, Josh.
Yeah, that too. I would show him the poster, but they would like I'm kind of in a corner of my office here. It would take a lot to maneuver. I turn the lights off. You can't see it. Anyway, fuck Microsoft. A memory card presentation. So,
can I ask a question before we?
What was that? You did something again? Like that was the second time you smashed something on the table?
I'm just twitching with stuff, and every once in a while, if you know, you drop it.
I thought you were like hitting an abacus. Like, oh, there we go.
yes, Jerry. I would normally take questions at the end, but I'll take a question. At the beginning.
Yeah. Does Sony's dick go down easier if you dip it in water first?
Yes. This is my favorite episode of the show. Now, may I continue, Derek?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So, to start my presentation, let's just start with some foundational facts. In January of 2024, Microsoft became the second $3 trillion company. ABK was also bought by Microsoft for $68.7 billion. And recently, Microsoft laid off 8% of the Microsoft gaming staff. I made this up real quick. I don't know off the top of my head what's exactly on there and what. So bear with me. But yeah.
Wait, you have slides that you don't know what they're on? And you're reading from a notebook?
Yeah, because I don't want to be turning around like. Like
you didn't memorize it. You said you were been prepping for a month.
I know all this shit off the top of my head, but I gotta organize it. You know. But yeah, no, they laid off 8% of the workforce.
Don't get me started on what they did to the Zune.
Contributing to the 8,000 plus games industry layoffs this year. Just some facts to start.
Quick question.
Yes.
So the 8%, is that including 8% including Activision employees, or is this just Microsoft staff prior to the Activision buyout?
I think this was after the buyout,
so I don't know how what they're considered at this point.
Okay.
I haven't found any differentiation between the two, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, to continue, Phil Spencer makes an estimated $10 million a year, and according to Insomniac leaks from last year, games cost, I think it's safe to say, between $100 and $300 million to develop, at least like AAA quality games.
Define quality.
Oh, good thing Microsoft quality. Doesn't make any of those.
I'm getting there. So, in the recent Microsoft business update, it was revealed that there are 34 million Game Pass subs, and that includes all tiers, not just Ultimate. I have math done specifically for Ultimate, to be generous, though.
I have math I think, done.
I think your math is wrong.
Well,
if we have 34 million subscribers at $17 a month,
$578 million a year
per month.
Would that be per month?
Yeah.
I guess that would be per month. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my calculator doesn't go that high when I times it by 12. Maybe if I turn it sideways.
17 times 35 is 595. Wait, that's not the number we're looking for. I fucked up. What is it? 17 times what?
When you turn it upside down, does it say hell?
Boobies.
34 million. 578 million a month.
So that's almost $70 billion per year.
Okay, that is interesting. But I also raise
objection.
A question.
Is this like Phoenix, right?
I mean, sure. But I raise a question. What are you guys paying for Game Pass?
I never paid anything for Game Pass. They banned me.
Derek, Josh, what do you guys pay for Game Pass?
In 3 years, when I have to start paying for it, I'm gonna let you know.
So it's safe to say that number that you came up with, even though it's more accurate than my number, still isn't accurate, because it's safe to say not everyone's paying $17 a month. Especially given that there's
let's say they get $40 billion
a year. Wow. Yeah, there's a couple different ways,
by almost half.
Like with mine, I have I bought 3 years of Xbox Gold, which is like $180, and then paid an extra $15 to upgrade to 1 month of Game Pass. So that's like $195 for 3 years. But mine, I don't think the majority of people do it the way I do it. But I was gonna say there is also the tier where I think it's $60 for 3 months, which is like the cheap. No, I think it's $50 or $60 for 6 months, I think, is the cheapest one you can officially buy. But we're going under the assumption with the $17 a month, I'm assuming.
Or it's let's be nice to them.
This is the maximum amount of revenue they could be getting from this.
Right.
Wait, is revenue different than profit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, where was I? So yeah,
I'm dumb.
ABK made 8.8 $8.8 billion in revenue in 2021. Or is it billion? Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure. I wrote million in this, but I was like, that can't be right. But yeah.
Who's ABK?
ABK is what he's saying.
Yeah, Activision Blizzard King. Oh. So at that revenue, assuming there was zero operational cost, and ABK continued to make $8.8 billion a year, according to my math, which I mean, feel free to double check me, would take 7.8 years to make that money back, assuming there are zero operational costs.
I got a question, Derek. Yes. You work in technology and software. Does Microsoft like get the servers for free since they're their servers, or does like one side of the company charge the other side of the company?
We only support Apple and Chrome and Google stuff, so we specifically make them get rid of their Microsoft stuff. So okay. I don't know.
Interesting.
Is it?
That's on the next slide. It's like Derek's work doesn't use Xbox.
that would be funny, but no, yeah. So when I checked, Microsoft owns 40 game studios. Assuming they have one game in the works for a meager $100 million budget, that's $4 billion in development cost for every game to be developed at the same time. They're on different calendars, so that's not all at once.
Like, but Gregorian and like Chinese
Fahrenheit,
like,
yeah. And Celsius.
Yes, Celsius specifically.
What day of the week is it on Fahrenheit?
Nobody knows. But feel free. I again, you double check my math. That complicates things, I guess. But I don't see how it's feasible that Xbox is making the money to continue to be operational off of their own revenue, meaning that they rely on the or Xbox is a profit. I don't know if I said that, but they're relying on Microsoft parent money to stay afloat.
Is that with the $578 million calculations that they were earning for the whole year, or the $70 billion that we actually figured out it probably was?
It's off of my math, so I mean, yeah, I might be wrong. Anyway, my argument all doesn't just rest on that.
Who are you? Like, what are we arguing?
I'm trying to argue.
None of us
fuck
have
Microsoft.
A stake in any of this.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. Okay, well, these are just facts.
Okay.
Well, one thing I want to add though is that unless you're going to get to it, but I was going to say this also so far doesn't include just regular online subscriptions, any kind of like accessories, hardware, physical
people
sales,
not
and all
on,
that, right?
This not is, this on is Game strict, Pass buying the games straight up.
Right, this yeah. is strictly Game Pass, right?
It oh, is strictly cool. Game Pass, yeah. But right. I will get to the part where I will say like Xbox is encouraging you to not buy hardware. So as far as Xbox is concerned, they're telling you you don't need this. But anyway, I believe that Game Pass mirrors the App Store race to the bottom, where as on the Apple App Store, games progressively got cheaper and cheaper to the point where they're free. So now nobody expects to pay for anything on the App Store. And that is a trend that has mirrored into gaming. All of the worst
just ask
aspects.
Yuzu.
But no, all of the worst aspects of gaming, microtransactions, like all of this shit like comes from the App Store pricing model. And I believe that is very fucking bad for games. And I'm tired of being told that's wrong.
Who's telling you that's wrong?
There's a lot of really stupid fucking people out there. Okay. I also hear that it's wrong all the time.
Yeah, people argue Game Pass is good. Is the future of
do they infiltrate Discords? Is that the level of intelligence we're
probably
with?
No, but like anyway. In my case, I'm just talking about people who are literally like, it's not a big deal that they fucking cut half the game out and sold it back to you in pieces. How else are they supposed to make money? I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. What's your problem?
But here's where I'm getting to like my real vitriol. So, at the Super Bowl, Microsoft rolled out an ad for their new Copilot AI, where in the ad specifically, someone types out, and I quote,
"Is Microsoft dead yet?"
write code for my 3D open world game. I think that's a really concerning thing to put in the ad on the Super Bowl, considering Microsoft owns a game development part of their business.
Are you serious? That was in their...
It's literally in the ad.
That's... Well, is Copilot...
Why would that be bad for Microsoft?
No, it's bad for games.
Well, Derek, would you argue that games industry layoffs is bad?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But from a business perspective, if they can write their games with AI, it's great for business.
It's great for business, but bad for creatives.
For sure. But are we talking about creatives or are we talking about a business?
Anyone who wants a job...
I agree. It sucks, and the future is not...
I was going to go in this tirade a little bit later. My politics is absolutely going to come out here. I don't believe that there's such thing as an ethical $3 trillion company. That level of exorbitant wealth is not made by respecting or treating your workers fairly.
For sure.
I hate corporations with everything that I am. It is in Microsoft as a corporation's best interest to be using AI to develop games, but it is not in the best interest of the workers for that to exist. And I think that it's very concerning that Microsoft, as the parent company, is advertising, we are going to make games with AI. They just laid off 8% of their game staff and are now rolling out tools to making games even easier so that they can lay off more people to make more money to reach a $4 trillion market cap.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I kind of summarize all this. I don't see how any creative in any field can support any company that pushes AI. When AI first started popping up like a year or two ago with the really shitty like Midjourney stuff where like all the faces and hands were all fucked up, it was kind of funny. It was fun to make fun of. But at this point, like the AI Sora videos that have come out where that shit looks real, creativity is being commoditized and actual human... Shane, I completely agree. Oh. There's a certain guy.
He's been playing the last SnowRunner with you.
I didn't see you come in.
There's a certain guy from pretty recent history that I think about a lot. But
oh, you think about Hitler too?
That's not recent enough. Anyway, yeah, I cover this. There's no such thing as an ethical $3 trillion company.
There's no ethical consumption under AI generated video games.
Absolutely. But because take this as you will if my math is wrong, but if Xbox does not depend on your income to be operational and they depend on Microsoft's money to stay operational, Xbox has no reason to not be lying to you constantly. And as a result, Xbox's messaging has been completely fucked for a long time, especially in the recent business update. Where Matt Booty specifically says...
Is that really his name?
Yeah. Matt Booty, yes.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But no, he says, and I quote, "Game Pass will only be available on Xbox." That's already not true, and this was a pre-recorded podcast. You're telling me they couldn't have had him deliver that line again, if that's incorrect? I don't see how this company, how a company under Microsoft can have such horrible fucking messaging that they're blatantly saying false statements in pre-recorded business updates.
Sorry, yes. I don't mean to cut you off, but I think, and I think you're getting to this, but just to jump ahead, in the language that they've used for some time now, they often refer to to Xbox as their gaming, like their overall gaming umbrella. So I don't, when you say that, I don't necessarily interpret that as them saying it's only available on their consoles. I feel like they mean Xbox PC, Xbox Smart TV, Xbox Series X. I feel like they mean Xbox as a brand.
I'm sure that is what they mean, but that's a ridiculously legalese way to make that statement.
Yeah, that did bug me when I...
It gives me the impression that Microsoft and Xbox knows that the only people watching the business update are the people, are primarily the people already on their side who understand that. Otherwise, like, why, if they were talking to their average customer that just like went and bought an Xbox at Walmart that aren't balls deep in games industry news, they wouldn't be talking to those people like this. Otherwise, the average consumer would be like, oh, but I can get Game Pass on my PC. Like, people would ask these questions.
I still think, though, because I would have to pull out the box, but I could swear, like, on every physical Xbox game I have, like, on the actual console Series Xbox that I have, you know, and on all the Game Pass, like, cards, gift cards and stuff you could buy in the store, like, they're usually pretty open about, oh, you can play Game Pass on all these different things. Like, to me, it seems like their messaging is pretty clear that Game Pass is on multiple platforms and you don't necessarily need an Xbox for it.
But wouldn't it sound even better in this business update to say Game Pass will be on any device?
Oh, well, it's not on any device, though, because Xbox isn't on every device, but every device that supports Xbox
But wouldn't there be a way to say that that sounds better?
Oh, no, it's
I just can't get over, like, that just in this pre-recorded podcast, that's the best you could come up with.
Yeah, but
it's ultimately seems... like semantics, like, and I largely agree with what you're saying. I don't mean to be like harp on this so much because I mostly agree with everything you're saying. I'm just saying
the fact that you do have this input is exactly why I was excited to talk about this, because like you guys are some of the most well versed in this sort of conversation that I talk to regularly. So it's like you guys are the ones I want to challenge me.
Yeah, but yes, I guess
just play a jingle, Derek.
Like. And then, like, Derek probably, like, relates to this, but maybe it's just the wrestling fan in me because WWE is fucking insufferable when it comes to branding. But to me, it's like, it doesn't sound that weird to me, and maybe I'm just in too deep at this point, but it doesn't sound too weird to me that they're calling everything Xbox, because just, again, me hearing it in the context of how they're saying it, I understand what they mean. And it sounds like they're just really trying to push the name Xbox as much as possible because that's the brand.
They're trying to push it so much, but they just removed Xbox from Game Pass branding. It's now Microsoft Game Pass.
Was that official, though? I thought that was just like a GameStop thing that isn't.
I mean, I don't. I haven't double checked that. I just saw it for a while.
Yeah, I saw some mixed messages on that because I remember GameStop was like the first people to publish that, but they were also, as far as I was aware, the only ones. And then people started replying to those threads with like old advertisements from EA that was like, get EA access on Microsoft Game Pass, that were like a year or two older.
It's definitely still Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
Xbox.com/Xbox Game Pass. Sorry.
So yeah, I don't know. And yeah, I mean, you know, I think just because there was a lot of like speculation because of all the rumors that were floating around, and then that just added to it. But apparently there was proof that people were digging up that had been referred to as Microsoft Game Pass occasionally in years past. Mm-hmm. I don't know why or what the reason was that it was being used kind of interchangeably, but it doesn't sound like it's anything new.
Yeah, that's all very interesting in a lot of different ways. Like, if it is old, why were they doing it at all? If it's new and hasn't rolled out yet, and it was just leaked early. That's also interesting. But it's like, why did that exist at all?
Yeah, it's really weird and confusing, and I think it's especially important to note that
they've never
Microsoft
been very good at naming things.
Right.
No, yeah, that's true.
But like, I think it's important to note too that Xbox themselves, as far as I'm aware, has never referred to it that way. Like, the examples that I saw were a GameStop advertisement and an EA advertisement. That's the only things I ever saw.
Yeah, I mean, if that's not true, I can see. I don't know. I didn't look into that myself. That's just something I knew off the top of my head that had happened recently. But anyway, still in the same business update, there was a section. I know that we talked about this in text, but just for it to be on the show, I think it's really interesting that Phil Spencer went on so much about backwards compatibility, given that there are leaked documents showing that the next generation Xboxes, that rumors are showing that it's going to launch a year earlier than the next PlayStation, are all digital, and Game Pass is a service that promotes you not owning your games. So what backwards compatibility is he talking about? If the future of Xbox is all digital, it doesn't matter if you have your old discs. And if they're pushing Game Pass, they don't want you to own anything anyway. So what backwards compatibility are they talking about?
I'm just assuming that it would be the same as Game Pass is now, that where they have access to Xbox One, 360, and regular Xbox games. But again,
if that's what they mean, like, that's fair, I guess. But still, like, that, I know a lot of what I'm talking about is semantics, but like, that is just, I feel, a misleading statement. And just another thing that, like, fuels my fire, that Microsoft is just talking out of both sides of their mouth constantly because they have no reason not to. They have too much money. They can't fail. There's no penalty to just lying about shit.
I'm trying to find a quote from the Unabomber that explains this so concisely, but I can't seem to find it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Do you have the Goodreads version?
Yeah. Basically, he said something in his first book where
I didn't know he had more than one.
Yeah, he's got a few. I have two of them, and one of them's like a bunch. He said basically like, there's gonna be a piece of technology that's gonna get so ingrained into your life that you will be unable to function in the system without that technology. And you know, he wrote this in like the
that
late
technology,
80s.
Xbox Game Pass.
Yep. Well, no, I'm going back to like the AI thing from like an hour ago. Yeah. I was like, I heard something, but eventually, language learning models and all these generative AI things.
I mean, I would argue even without getting into AI, he's still been proven correct with just like cell phones.
I mean,
like,
yes.
Like, you can live in modern society without a cell phone, I mean, but it's considerably harder.
He predicted social media and the smartphone, basically like, hey, we're going to be in a forever connected society, and you're going to be over socialized, and you're going to become underinformed, and you're going to misunderstand $60-70 billion. It's going to be a problem.
But yeah,
that was a joke.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, back to my presentation. So now we get to the aspect of Xbox exclusives being ported out. And while it is only four...
Objection.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I read ahead on your slides and it says people argue that PS5 has no games. I have literally never heard anyone say that. And the only thing that I have said is that the PlayStation 5 has no games this year, which is fucking true as shit. But for the first, what year are we in now? 2024. So we're almost 4 years of PS4 now. The first three fucking years, it was like, man, maybe Xbox will get a game next year. I'm sure glad I bought a PS5 because only PS5 had games for those first several years. Some of them were remasters and some of them were remakes, but they had they had first party published titles. And,
yeah, and to correct the record, I did multiple times say PlayStation 5 demo games. So just
yeah, I know for a fact it's been said on this show that PlayStation has no games. That point is me more just being snarky than anything. Is if Xbox porting games to PlayStation, either that's bad because exclusives matter, or if exclusives don't matter, PlayStation has plenty of games.
How is that different than Sony porting games to PC, though?
I mean, it's ports not. Suck.
It, just, it seems like
general. I think the last PS5 game I got was The Quarry.
The Quarry?
I'm sorry.
I thought it was
Why
fun.
Did you buy that?
I wanted to play a spoopy video game with my girlfriend.
I liked it, but it doesn't seem like a Shane game.
I mean, it's a Shane
you,
and
You should try the
game.
Until Dawn remake coming out later this year.
Oh, my yeah. God.
but no, yeah, I would say, like, yes, that also stands with PlayStation games going to PC. It just kind of fits in the context of my argument. It's like a lot of people are saying, like, no, it's not bad. It's not an indicator of a dying Xbox brand if they're exporting their few exclusives to other consoles.
Right.
But
which I think in both cases, it's businesses seeing that they can make more money.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
More people.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, no, go ahead. I'm just saying
my two, like my two sides on that is just like, and we've talked about it in text and on the show, but it's kind of understated. But Microsoft, of the three companies, has had a history of porting stuff to other consoles before.
Yeah.
So it's not anything that's new, which is why like a lot of the alarmist like language around this has been kind of like weird to me. But at the same time, also the cynical anti-corporation part of my brain is like, are they doing there? For one, it's noticeable that they're really only doing it with either like some of the Bethesda games or like the smaller games. Mm-hmm. And it's like how much, and like, again, they were pretty open in the Sony, like when Sony was trying to block the Activision merger or whatever, they had said all along that they were planning on open, like doing third party releases on a case-by-case basis. But part of me also, like the cynical part of me is also like, are they just doing this just to meet these requirements that they mentioned in the court case to get it to
yeah.
say, see, we're keeping our promise, but then that's really the biggest motivation behind it, so that they could go through this mega merger.
Yeah, it well, what I would argue is an illegal merger, but I wasn't on the jury.
Too bad.
But no, I do want to reiterate, though, PlayStation also sucks. Like, I'm anti-corporation. Sony is also a corporation. I also hate Sony. Sony and PlayStation as a brand is one that has brought me joy, whereas Xbox hasn't. So I have no, like, bias to like Xbox. That's why I'm so hard on Xbox. But PlayStation also sucks. I'm not saying PlayStation's perfect.
Thank you for the obligatory PlayStation sucks side to show that you're perfectly balanced as all things should be.
And damn, dude, and we got fucking Bill O'Reilly here with a no spin zone, fair and balanced.
And it's kind of funny too, because you know the discussion around this and Game Pass and with the implications and the potential detrimental effect it'll
have
on the
industry.
What are
we gonna make a game do not pass on the shoulders?
I think that was Yuzu. But yeah, but it's interesting to me, like, in a way, and I'm sure Game Pass would have come to exist. Like, to me, the direct, like, link to Game Pass was Microsoft's attempt at adding DRM to the games and that failing miserably. So
oh,
this
gaming games next... started, so... like, I don't know, sorry to cut you off. I don't know if you guys remember, but on PC, they... like completely like lock off whole directories and sometimes whole hard drives from your access. Like you can't even go into those folders. Like even like if you try to like you have to pull the drive and fucking put it into another machine to look at it. And they would also when you were running Xbox games on PC, you would they would create virtual hard disks that the games would run from. And when I saw a bunch of virtual hard disks show up in Device Manager, I'm like, what the what what is happening to my computer? They got me, or they come, they're gonna get me. FBI, CIA, ATF, FDA, FED, IRS.
NRA.
Yeah.
The NRA?
No, IRA.
TNA?
Yeah, fucking WCW versus NWO SmackDown, Raw.
But no, yeah, just to like, just to finish up my last slide. Like,
finish the fight?
But no.
Warjammer? Helldivers.
Helldivers, yeah.
Warjammer? Windjammers.
Windjammers?
No, you guys remember Windjammers?
Dude,
they had Windjammers 2 on Game Pass,
yeah,
but it left.
Windjammers 2, Windjammer, like I put Windjammers on that machine. I wanted to play Windjammers so bad.
And just so you guys know, I made sure to beat Windjammers 2 before it left Game Pass.
Hell yeah. Yo, did you know Windjammers?
I fucking bought that shit when it was leaving Game Pass. I love Windjammers.
Did you know that Windjammer is a commercial sailing ship with multiple masts that may be square rigged, fore and aft rigged, and a combination of the two? The informal term Windjammer arose during the Age of Sail and the Age of Steam in the 19th century.
I don't think I made it to that level.
But no, this is the last slide of my presentation. I'm just gonna wrap this up so we can move on. PlayStation sucks. They're constantly nickel and diming their customers for upgrades. The whole like Xbox Smart Delivery thing. Yeah, the
releasing
Xbox
hardware and then abandoning it.
Yeah, I was gonna get there, Derek. But yeah,
PlayStation
is
released
constantly
hardware and then I abandoned it.
You really showed them.
But between nickel and diamond customers fucking abandoning hardware constantly and
abandoning mascots.
Abandoning mascots. Astro Boy needs to be the fucking mascot, I swear to God. And Sony clearly has no interest in backwards compatibility whatsoever. They've made that very clear. What backwards compatibility they do offer has only been because
I'm sending you guys a photo of my consoles on my desk.
But the only backwards compatibility on modern PlayStation consoles is in response to everything Xbox did, which I do commend Xbox for their backwards compatibility, but it has ended, so that only goes so far. I didn't put this in slides, but I will also say I don't want Xbox to go away because complacent Sony is boring as fuck, and when Sony's winning,
dude, complacent Sony got us the PS3 and that shit sucked.
Exactly. Like, every aspect of PlayStation gets worse.
Sony right now?
No, they are.
Okay, yeah.
They absolutely are, okay. Because they've been winning for so long. I want Sony to be creative again. I want PlayStation to be interesting again. I know this is a complete different, like, brand direction, but I miss the, like, PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 era ads. Like, they had David Lynch direct a PlayStation 2 commercial.
I feel like that's a little bit biased of you there, so...
It is, but that's far more interesting.
Turn those lights on. Let's see what VHS is on that shelf.
There's many David Lynch VHS.
I'll see the David Lynch poster reflecting your glasses.
But no, my bias aside, like, a David Lynch ad for anything is infinitely more interesting than anything they do now.
You can't watch my shit on your fucking phone.
I don't remember
was that
who
David
said
Lynch.
It, but
I think that's Christopher Nolan.
That's Christopher Nolan.
Oh no, Dave, like he bitched about what's the Twin Peaks on? He's like, don't watch it on your phone.
I could believe he said that, but I don't know for sure. But that does sound like something he would say. I love David Lynch so much. But go on, Josh.
But speaking of complacent Sony, I don't remember who it was, but there was some executive in the PS3 era where they were basic, because people at much like PS5 and PS4 even, like a lot of people forget PS4 was really rough in the beginning. Like it had Bloodborne and like pretty much nothing else for like 3 years, but
yeah,
it was to the point where people were like, have you played Resogun? That's the best shit I've ever fucking played. And I'm like, dude, you're just reaching. But anyway,
never
mind. Oh yeah. But I don't remember which executive said it, but someone during the PS3 era, when they asked them about criticism about the lack of games or whatever, he was like, we could bring out a PS3 with no games and everyone would still buy it. And it's like,
yeah.
And I almost kind of feel like that's what's happening right now, but that's beside
the
point.
I wish PlayStation would be creative again. Like that ad they had that was like live action showing a bunch of characters and stuff. That was the most interesting thing they've put out in so long, but like state of plays are boring as shit. I, 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 I cheer anytime like fucking Jim Ryan would ever get on screen, because it's like a fucking human is talking. It's not the computer voice. Like I miss when PlayStation had like a humanity to it. And that's just been gone for so long.
But the GameCube had a huge manatee.
Yeah. I will say, I want Valve to enter the console space.
They did, and it's great.
No, but in
you fucking
in
like, have one.
In an actual console way.
It is a console.
I mean, you can hook it up.
They did, and it fucking failed.
But now just, they could
I'm
do it again.
I'm talking about the Steam Deck. What's wrong with how is the Steam Deck not a console?
It's a handheld. That's, you know what I'm talking about.
But it doesn't
about.
Need this. It's only a handheld because you don't plug it into your TV, which you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
that's most
right.
of it's how like, I play mine. Is
it's like a Nintendo Switch.
I mean, you're right. But I don't think the Steam Deck is advertised as like, hey, this is a replacement to your living room console.
It feels like the Steam Deck is kind of just advertised as Steam fans.
I mean, yeah. But
it's a fucking gateway, the Steam Deck is. Jesus fuck. It's like, buy this little $400 thing and then I can play Tony Hawk PS2 games on it. And now I got a fucking $3,000 PC and a 60-foot HDMI cable running down to my TV. Like,
that won't work on Linux.
But no, I want Valve to try making an actual like home console again, because now they clearly can make it work. Mm. In that would be an interesting rift in the current like games industry that would make PlayStation try again. It would make, I mean, if Xbox becomes just a publisher, they aren't trying anyway, but like it would just, I don't want Xbox as a console brand to go away, because Sony clearly doesn't view Nintendo as real competition. They're two entirely different lanes. If PlayStation does try to go with a dedicated handheld again, that might change.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, third time's the charm.
Well, fourth if you count the Pocket Station.
And the Portal. Did you guys see the guy that hacked the Portal to run Android on it? He injected code onto it.
I bet it runs shit.
Yeah, it was the PSP emulator that they put on it, but
yeah,
it only has 6 gigabytes of storage. So
yeah, so that thing's gonna be a dog like shit handheld.
Like the PSP.
The PSP, I fucking loved the shit out of the PSP.
PSP was very successful.
Well, it was a joke. I liked the PSP like once it got going and it was out for a while, but I did remember that I had some really like hardcore Sony fans that would get on my case because I didn't buy it right away.
Yeah. And I don't know how much amazing. My love just came from the fact that I was 12 though, and it was a fucking PlayStation you could carry around.
I mean, yeah.
That was my first PlayStation. But,
I remember though, like I
PSP,
had so many conversations where people
polls.
Pandora PS5. Battery.
I kind of want that just to, for like, you know, for like history's sake.
PSP Go.
Actually, yeah, we used to see them fairly often in like pawn shops, but right when I decided I needed to get one is when I stopped seeing them. But
yeah, that's how it always works.
I love the PSP Go video that Mega 64 did, where they got the discless version. And they were trying to fucking shove a UMD into it and fucking broke it on launch and like slathered it up with mayonnaise, trying to lube it up. It's like, why can't my UMD go on the PSP Go?
Yeah. And I just remember though, a lot of the people were like hardcore PSP fans. They'd be like, oh, this thing's amazing. Why won't you get it? Look at how, look at all the stuff you can do. And then they
you
would lean over
Twisted
and show
Metal.
Me. No, they would be playing like fucking Mario Kart emulators on it. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm like, if you're saying the best thing about your new Sony handheld is it can play Nintendo games on it, then I think I'm all right.
That was the best thing. And Metal Gear Acid.
It could play all your old games.
And Silent Hill Origins.
But no, the last thing I have written in my notes that I want to say before we can completely move on is I didn't know where to fit this into the rest of it, but Microsoft
there was no gaps you could squeeze anything in.
But Microsoft has clearly never been a creative company. They are not a creative company. They are a services company. They offer services. That's what they're good at. That's why Game Pass is as successful as it is, because it's a service. Xbox has never been a creative company, and I don't trust a non-creative company to shift the way the economics of a creative industry work. I don't.
I don't know. You've never played Fusion Frenzy, so you need to shut up.
Yeah, fair.
I was actually going to say, because, I mean, it's splitting hairs, because I don't know how much of this was actually, like, actual, like, internal Microsoft developed. But then again, like, the large majority of first-party games from most console makers aren't actually made by, like, Sony pretty much got rid of their internal Sony developers, and all of their first-party stuff is, like, Naughty Dog and Insomniac. But that's beside the point. But I was going to say, if, like, I don't know how many of you guys are with Xbox from the very beginning, but fuck, I swear the original Xbox, like the first couple years especially, had so many great creative first party games. And again, splitting hairs on if Microsoft were actually the ones who developed it or not, but like I wrote articles for Geekscape years ago about that, and just talking about all the great games that, and this is back when like the Xbox One was struggling with releasing good games, and that's how long we've been having this conversation now. But I was like, dude, it's not like, my argument was always like, it's not that hard. They have a pretty decent catalog of games that they can revive, that they can give to developers that I'm sure would be interested in revisiting some of these things. Like, you know, you had like your Mech Assaults, your Crimson Skies, your Midtown Madness. You had like, I never had a shortage of exclusive games back on the original Xbox. And I, even when you go to the 360, and like, granted, some of the ones they've tried to revive have been terrible. Like Crackdown 3 wasn't that great, but I mean, the frustrating thing about it to me is there's stuff there. There's is creative stuff there, and they've shown that they have these properties, but they just sit on them. And I feel like they just keep trying to buy a company that can, like these days especially, they're just trying to buy a company that can force them back into relevancy instead of actually leaning on their strengths when the system first came out.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is like, Microsoft's solution is always just to buy someone. When the original Xbox was trying to launch, they tried to buy Nintendo. From the very beginning, Xbox's plan has just been, we're just going to buy our way into this. And yes, they've made good stuff along the way, but they start out trying to buy Nintendo. They recently just bought the biggest publisher on Earth. They just continue to buy more and more established companies. And yes, PlayStation is also buying companies, but a lot of the companies that PlayStation buys, Bungie being the real outlier, is that a lot of the companies PlayStation has purchased are ones that they've worked very closely with, that make a lot of sense to buy. Housemarque was only bought after Returnal came out, after they'd done Rezogun and everything else that they've done. Bluepoint I don't even know how many quality remakes of games that I think only released on PlayStation. Like, a majority of the companies that PlayStation buys are really, like, they work with them in the family. And when the time is right, they buy them. They're absolutely going to buy Arrowhead because it's the same sort of thing. Like, Helldivers launched on PlayStation. They worked very closely with PlayStation. Arrowhead's going to be bought. The outlier is Bungie, and that was clearly a reacting to Microsoft buying the biggest publisher on Earth. And look how that's gone. They clearly bought a lemon. They're ousting all of Bungie's businessmen because it was a failing company, and now they're putting PlayStation people into Bungie to keep it afloat. And they bought Bungie for their live service knowledge. If they're replacing everyone at Bungie with Sony people, what did they buy?
Marathon, right? 2025.
It's true that most of Sony's acquisitions have been companies that work closely with them. But as far as I remember, like, the first big company buyout that I remember, and granted, this is still closely linked to Sony, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, but I remember when they bought Insomniac, and that was like the first big acquisition I can even remember.
That was definitely the first like really major one. By today's standards, it's very quaint, but
yeah. Right, yeah. But I remember that it only happened because Insomniac was pretty open about wanting to move on and work on different consoles. And then they brought out Sunset Overdrive. And then
they're like, right after that came out, wasn't it?
Well, they released one more game. I think it was like some multiplayer game called Fuse, if I remember correctly.
I mean,
and that one was both on both on PlayStation and Xbox, and then Sony was like, oh shit, let's buy them before they have a chance to make more shit for Xbox.
Yeah, but, and I mean, like Insomniac too, they developed all those like failed VR games too. Like Insomniac was trying to work with other companies and other brands, and they eventually came back home because they had the most success on PlayStation, and PlayStation like noticed their potential and needed to scoop them up. And that definitely kicked off acquisition season that's lasted years.
Yeah. But like the two things I always remember are that and Batman Arkham Asylum having an exclusive Joker mission that was only on PlayStation. And then that eventually started extending to like Call of Duty maps that were only on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I feel like it kind of started there and it's just been slowly inching to the point now where we're at now, where it's like, you know what? Why pay for exclusive DLC when I could just buy the whole damn company?
Yeah. But no, I, like just piggybacking off of my hatred of this acquisition concept that's existed for so long, is we're seeing.
Do you want to know where I'm going to send you a link? I want y'all to click on it. This is when cross platforming peaked.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, yeah, like, oh. I, especially
fucking
given
Soul Calibur 2, for speaking the people of, who's not reading the, who's not in the chat room.
Speaking of abandoned mascots, it's like, Sony, it's like the PlayStation version is like, shit, we don't have anybody throwing.
I can't even remember that guy's name.
but no, yeah, I, especially given all of the recent layoffs, I mean, there was. I'm going off the top of my head, I might be wrong, there's something like 12,500 games industry layoffs last year and over 8,000 this year. I think it's safe to say a direct result of layoffs, and backing up, like acquisitions are these companies buying smaller companies. The people who founded the smaller companies often are leaving the companies then, because they sold to Xbox or PlayStation.
Like that's like what happened with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, sold to Microsoft.
And look at them now.
Yeah, there you go. No, the woman who started Mothers Against Drunk Driving like had to leave because she's like, yo, these people got fucking weird. I just wanted to stop people from driving drunk. They're going all fucking. they're doing some other shit. I gotta disavow.
But no, like the people who founded development studios are the people who have their heart and soul in the things they're working on. When they get acquired and those people leave, there's immediately like no one at that studio is going to care as much as the people who founded the studio. And we've gotten to the point where we're now closing studios because it's clear the heart and soul of these studios isn't there anymore. I mean, like, London studio was the one that was closed recently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna mourn London studio. They haven't put out anything I've gave a shit about in a long time, but it's just I hate seeing this.
I think Derek's dog has a displaced hip. Do you see?
I did not,
sorry,
I was ranting too much.
I can smell dinner ready, and I know my dad's waiting to eat with me.
I'm at the end. I'm at the end. Just quit interrupting me.
Okay.
All right. but no, I see a direct correlation between acquisitions and layoffs, and the layoffs aren't going to stop anytime soon. Especially if companies like Microsoft are pushing AI, the layoffs aren't done. And the more people we lay off, the less people give a shit about the things they're working on, and we're going to get worse and worse games out of this.
I think people are getting laid off because the economy is not doing really well.
I mean, that's an aspect of it too, for sure. That's a big aspect of it. But
also overhiring during the pandemic, and then
yeah, like there's a lot.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
No, that's definitely one of the biggest aspects. All these companies, for some reason, thought COVID numbers were going to last forever. But just layoffs are bad for this creative industry, especially when every company is laying off people at the same time. it like the we are losing talent in the games industry right now because these people who've been laid off, there's no companies to go to because everyone's laying off. Usually layoffs go, people leave one company and go to another company, and we keep a lot of talent in the games industry, but now we're losing so many people because there's no jobs at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are they going to do? Like, blow their brains out like Alex Halaka did after Zoe Quinn accused him of sexual misconduct? Can we get back to Gamergate?
We're trying our best. But yeah, and I mean, also the live service model that every major company seems to be chasing right now, for the most part, these aren't lasting. And then now you have these staffs that were built to maintain these games for years that are shutting down in like 6 months. Mm-hmm. Or sunsetting within a year or two, and then it's like,
or the games just entirely not coming out at all.
What was that game like?
Or getting announced and canceled in the same tweet.
Yeah.
What was that game? The Forgotten, or like the? Well, it was like a fake game. I forgot. Day After Tomorrow. It was like all over the Sony shit, and then it came out. And then
everyone was like, yeah, that scam game at the end of last year.
Yeah.
The day before.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw something that there was a period where they weren't doing updates. The developers and they got asked to do interviews and like, oh yeah, we'll do interviews. We'll fly you out to do an interview. And then when whomever was doing the interview, they didn't want to talk about the game. They wanted to talk about the software that they were developing that was going to be a competitor to Microsoft Teams. And it was like, can we talk about the day before? It's like, yeah, actually, but first, you could collaborate remotely. You ever think about doing that? Isn't that cool? Microsoft Teams built in, like, black, you know, fucking Skype.
I'm so sorry to like backtrack. I know we were off the topic of Microsoft creativity, but you just reminded me when you mentioned Teams and built-in chatting. Do you remember? Okay, the Xbox One Kinect fucking sucked. It was so much worse than the 360 Kinect. But do you guys remember how when the Xbox One launched, the Kinect had built-in microphones and you could talk to the game while you played it? That was like the coolest shit. But like games only supported it for like 6 months and then they fucking cut that shit out quick. But I remember like Dead Rising 3, like yell out to distract the zombies, or like the Machinima app was tied to it. So you could be like, hey, Kinect, how do I beat this part? And then it'll pull up like a Machinima guide automatically. That shit was cool. I miss that.
But it went the way of all really, really interesting gaming hardware. One good implementation and then not utilized ever again.
Yeah, like this fucking.
How's that? Sense. How are those haptic triggers?
Yeah, I mean the haptic triggers are fucking great. I love the
DualSense. I think is the best part of this generation.
But still, the only game that's actually taken advantage of the DualSense was Astro Playroom.
That was the best for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was the other thing too? Sorry, I keep going off track. But you're making me, oddly enough, you're making me nostalgic about like Xbox's greatest hits. But I remember how
you Splinter could take Cell, Mercenaries. That shit was fucking dope.
But do you remember how you could take like an? You know, they had those little Xbox 360 memory cards so you could transfer your save data between consoles. You could take your Xbox memory card and take them like a Circuit City or your Best Buy and plug them in. They would give you a bunch of free DLC for different games that they were promoting at the time.
Oh,
that was cool. Like that used to be something I'd look forward to. Just like pop my Xbox memory card in my pocket and walk over to the Circuit City before they went out of business and see what I could get.
But no, I'm done. If there's anything else we want to talk about, we can move on now.
Good night.
This has been 60 minutes.
Stop tape.
Oh, really? We're done?
I got
an outro.
This is Logan's Xbox Bad Sony Good Corner.
Good night.
Bye.
Am I actually stopping? I don't know what to do.